USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
In Georgia, one of the states where former Vice President Joe Biden has a slight lead, they are likely to have a recount. Biden, at last check, has 1/10 of a percentage point lead over President Trump. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger telling WSB-TV that they haven't seen any funny business with their election and that everything will be on the up and up.
We want to make sure that the only thing that we are going to count are legal votes.
But is there any evidence of any widespread problem with this election in Georgia?
We haven't seen that yet.
The tight race also affecting another Georgia Senate race. Incumbent Republican David Perdue will face Democratic challenger John Ossoff in a runoff. Incumbent Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Raphael Warnock already set for their runoff. The contest could decide who controls the U.S. Senate. As far as who will control the executive branch, we still don't know. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Some hospitals are facing a shortage of face masks as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. The U.S. set yesterday another record in the number of cases being reported in a single day. Dr. Uchi Blackstock is an emergency medicine physician. She told CBS News why we are looking at shortages now.
One, because at the time between the apex here in New York City and now, there was no national strategy for procuring more personal protective equipment. So that's one. And then also, we don't only have hospitals taking care of patients that need a PPE, but we're reopening outpatient clinics and private practices that also need personal protective equipment.
Makers of so-called N95 masks are struggling to keep up with demand. 3M, the largest domestic manufacturer of the mask, which filter out at least 95% of very small particles, including viruses, they told CBS that U.S. and global demand for PPE, or personal protective equipment, continues to far exceed supply for the entire industry. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
We have a look at the job numbers from Tim Berg at the USA Radio News Bureau in Phoenix.
The unemployment rate is down to 6.9% following the latest jobs report. The Labor Department says 638,000 jobs were added in the month of October. Analysts were only predicting 530,000 jobs to be added. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes,
glad the economy's coming back. There's still hardship out there. I get that. When you see 6.9% unemployment down from whatever, 14.5% 6 months ago, America's going back to work. I think our policies have been very sound, and I'm glad folks are going back to work.
Kudlow speaking there on CNBC. From the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
One of the country's best-known morning show personalities is facing a health battle. Lance Bryson, USA's West Coast Bureau.
NBC weatherman Al Roker on the Today Show Friday revealed he has cancer.
Turns out I have prostate cancer. And it's a good news, bad news kind of thing. And good news is we caught it early. Not great news is that it's a little aggressive, so I'm going to be taking some time off to take care of this.
The 66-year-old wanted to bring to light 1 in 7 African-American men and 1 in 9 men overall will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. So go get tested. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
News anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.